Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful, jolly day out there so far. It's a gorgeous spring day all across the U.S. in different places. And for those of you experiencing weather, we'll send you sunlight. So we're having a great, great new year. And we've been kicking it off with all these great people that we've had along, from authors to Ironman and Olympiads. And we've got some more Olympic people coming up. I've got some great interviews coming up for you with all sorts of music people. Grammy people, Grammy music people, some great cutting-edge technology. We've got some allopathic doctors coming up to talk about heart health. We've just got great shows on par for you. And today we're going to talk about extreme healing again. And I'm going to take you through some of the things that I do for my work that has been pretty phenomenal over the years. And I want to share some of that with you. But first, I want to remind you about the GoFundMe campaign for the Olympiads. And you've been listening to the shows from the Olympic hopefuls and the Olympiads in training for the next Winter Olympics, or Winter Games, I guess I can say. And those interviews are on the archives, so you can go to makinglifebrighter.com and check out the archives there, and you can find the athletes, Savannah Graybill, Brittany Reimbold, you can find Nick Cunningham and Lauren Gibbs, all bobsledders and one skeleton sledder. And wow, these people are incredible. And the reason I've been doing this interview series and will continue on with more great athletes is because the idea and the concept of that show, what it takes to be great inside the mind of an Olympic athlete, is the theme for this year. For 2017, we're going to be examining what it takes in anything that we do or want to endeavor to be great. And they are stunning examples of focus, discipline, hard work, and consistency. And I'm showing you with all these different interviews and different people that that's a theme through all greatness. And so I spoke to one of the Ironman women who kicked off our new year, Leanne Webster, and she told us that she started out not having done any exercise really whatsoever and then finished her own first Ironman. Now that says something, and she's really redesigned her entire life and professional career because of it. So I invite you to go back and check out her interview, which is really quite inspiring for the first of the year. And we have had Cynthia Rodriguez. We've had all these great people that are doing wonderful things, and they're powerful women in addition. And we'll get the men back in there. We've got some great men coming up soon. I invited a specialist who's a heart surgeon to come and talk to us about heart health and share with us what it's like inside the operating room and what that means and what it takes to be that kind of focused. I mean, that's someone's life in the balance. Wow. And talk about the ability to focus. That's very similar to the Olympic athletes that we've been talking to. Only the difference is it's life or death. Now, maybe it's the same thing for some of the skeleton sliders and the Olympic bobsledders, because it could be life or death in those scenarios, too, if you don't do it right. And they've all told me about their crazy crashes coming out of the chute and what's happened to them and how frightening that is the first time that they either roll upside down or have a real problem. So imagine that. What does it take to be that accurate all the time, consistently, and then balance your life beyond it? So I'm very eager to bring this doctor to you, because here's a person that has someone's life in their hands every day. And every one of those is different. Yet it takes a steady hand and complete precision, as well as balance in the rest of his life, family, social life, his own health, all that. And we take for granted all the things that we have. And I know because I've been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks working with somebody, and it's been intense. And when you have those scenarios and you have what I call life and death scenarios come in front of you, there's very little time sometimes to let the guard down. It takes extreme focus to get it right. And I know I see that in my own work. Someday I hope we can marry the kind of things that I do in my healing work with the allopathic medicine more so, and not have it be such a black and white type of existence, but rather one that's really more readily in sync with one another. Because I want you to understand that I really believe we need all the modern medicine that we have and the allopathic medicines that we have. But we might need a different belief system to go with that so that we're more open to both sides of the coin. And I even think that's true of people that do holistic healing. Sometimes they're missing an opportunity for better healing if they don't employ some of the allopathic opportunities that are out there. And sometimes we just need that. And it's where we are at this point in humanity, in this particular civilization. And I'm hoping, and I've said this for 20 years, ever since I did public talks, I'm hoping, and I know that one day our healing is going to go to light and sound. And it's already coming that way. You know, I have the John of God crystal beds in two different states, and I can do remote healing with energy in real live time and help someone alleviate their pain. So how does that work, right? How can the transference of energy remotely from one human being to another shift their biology that readily? And what is that? So we're going to talk about some of that today. But what I am really hoping that we can get to is kind of like in the days of Atlantis, in the lost civilization of Atlantis, and even back in ancient Egypt, they used the ankh symbol. The sound of the ankh was their own tuning fork to hold the vibrational word of God, as they put it, the sound of all that is, that would retune the physiology and the biology of a body system back to harmony. So they were using this technology long before. Now, when I bring the tuning forks to the hospital, they think I'm nuts. They think I'm crazy. And you have to laugh, because here was ancient technology. And if all light, which they're proving, is technically sound, then everything in our world is technically a vibrational frequency. And that frequency, if out of harmony, needs to come back into harmony. Now, a perfect example is that I'm dealing with someone who had heart valve replacement and a heart valve repair. And the heartbeat is not regulating. So we know people have pacemakers and all that. And isn't that neat that we get to have that opportunity now? And it's just such a joy that we get to have that. But let's say, because they don't know that other things could be employed for retuning the heart, and we don't have all that technology readily at our fingertips, or someone to consistently help move that energy back into alignment if we need the help, then we're subject to, say, the AFib that goes on. And if there's a wobbly heartbeat, then the heartbeat is not consistent and the person could die. Well, in the days of old, more recently, in the last few hundred years, that was it. Way back in the ancient civilizations, however, they used sound and light to preserve people and shift their energy field, maybe even having them never get to that point as often as we do today. So where we are today is almost a little bit archaic, even with our modern medicine, compared to ancient civilizations that we look back at it in archaeology. Say for Atlantis, for example, in Atlantis, they were using and catalyzing crystalline energy. They were propelling
aircraft with crystalline energy, the force of energy. And when people poo-poo that, all I have to do is see a tuning bowl, a crystal quartz tuning bowl, and feel the vibratory frequency of that in a room. And imagine that amplified by giant crystalline energy. They use the crystalline energy in the world of Atlantis much like a laser beam, and they knew how to direct it. The problem is they didn't use it wisely. They abused it. And so we have an opportunity this time to get it straight and to marry the two energy fields of, say, modern medicine as we know it today with ancient truth and the power of light and sound energy, and put that together for perfect harmony, perfect balance. And if the word of God is a sound frequency, then the vibration of love technically is universal. And if we can tune into that, we have an opportunity of being whole, at ease, being still. You know, even Jesus had said, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, being still is being centered. And when you're still, you don't have tension. When you don't have tension, you don't have inflammation. When you don't have inflammation, you don't have symptoms as often. So it's easier to correct things. But when we get to a place where we're very, very out of balance and we don't correct it soon enough, then we have much more in-depth illnesses that come along that take quite a bit of energy to recorrect. And in some cases, they're so chronic that they would take a constant correction, like in this case, a pacemaker, a heart monitor. And it begs the question why we have so much cancer in our world today. And why we have so many heart issues today. What's wrong with our collective heart is the question. What's wrong with our collective understanding of the way we use energy? You know, one of the greatest killers on the planet Earth is jealousy, envy. It seizes a heart. It seizes and constricts an entire energy field. So we'll come back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. Go check out on winifred.net the GoFundMe campaign for our Olympiads and help out. Any bit that you can contribute helps them right now on their way to the Winter Games upcoming for them. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. We'll be right back with more extreme healing here on Making Life Brighter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique complete gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. You can find all of our archives on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel under Making Life Brighter. You can also go to MakingLifeBrighter.com, and you can hear us there, and you can look up all the shows that you want to listen to. We have John of God interviews and all the people that have gone down there. We have some of the live interviews I've done with John of God, and boy, do I have a story coming up for you about that. Today we are talking about extreme healing and talking about what it takes to do healing in balance at different times. And so first of all, I'd like to talk a little bit about the elephant campaign that we've been involved in the last year. And you guys loved the elephant shows live in Brazil when I went down there last year. So I invite you to check out all the interviews. There are four segments of that starting last May. And you can go to the archives to check those out. And the elephant campaign has been successful. And two elephants have been moved to the sanctuary in Brazil. And you can go to globalelephants.org and check out the latest there. Turns out that the Mendoza Zoo is sanctioning now some of its elephants to go to the sanctuary, and they're trying to raise more money ongoing to not only expand the fencing for the elephants that have already arrived, thank you to everyone around the world, and yet add some more fencing and more care spaces for them specifically because they have more elephants ready to come to the free roam sanctuary. And if you don't know what this is, I invite you to listen to those shows because the free roam sanctuary is the first of its kind in South America. Now, there was one here and is one here in Tennessee. It's Global Sanctuary for Elephants. And you can look up this part of it at globalelephants.org. And what it is an absolute private free roam sanctuary for elephants where they get to rehab, they get cared for, and they get to roam free, eat free, do everything that they naturally would do, and they get to be together again because many of them have been isolated over time and they've been in just abominable conditions in South American zoos where they don't have the same standard of care. They've been chained to walls. They have maybe isolated. And thankfully now there's a place where they can actually go to. And it's a huge endeavor not only to get them there, which is a long journey from country to country down there because they're so big. But also, it's, you know, something that has been just not as apparent to people, particularly in South America, how valuable the elephant's energy is to us everywhere and what they bring to us. They aren't just animals in a zoo or animals out of Africa or Asia. They have a purpose. And so I invite you to go back and check out those shows because each one's really fascinating and you'll learn something about this. But now, if you go to globalelephants.org, you can find out the next stages of what's going on and you can donate. They have merchandise now. They have different items that will help raise money for the next stages of this campaign. So I invite you to do that and help save an elephant. Those of you in 160 different countries around the world reached out and you helped. And it's with that help and awareness that this actually came to pass in the time frame in which they wanted it to come to. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for those of you who donated, because it matters. And you did something more so than just donating, say, to adopt an elephant. You actually got them to the sanctuary and they can roam freely now and rehab on their own. It's phenomenal. So elephants are known to be sentient beings, and elephants are known to be intuitive beings and have great social networks. And while scientists are still trying to figure it out, those of us that are more on the intuitive side have a sense of it. And there have been some great people around the world working together hand in hand, not only to stop the ivory trade, but also to help the elephants who've been traumatized by humans. And this sanctuary down in Brazil is one of those. But the traumatization still requires rehab. And these are very large beings that have a tremendous sense. They carry their messages telepathically over miles and miles and miles. And it's been proven over and over and over again. So last year, as I went around the world doing healing, I would visit zoos in different countries and speak with the elephants in different countries and spend time focusing with the elephants in different countries. And they would come out and listen. And they were alerted to the fact that this sanctuary is being put together in Brazil. And when I brought my friends from Switzerland to see this, they couldn't believe it. The elephants actually came out and listened. But why would that be strange, really? We are all in harmony with one another. And if we didn't have the structures that we have in place for society, and let's say we all lived in the wilderness together, we would learn that language easily. There would be no mental block of educational learnedness, which would take away from the open heart of a person and the open heart speaking to the spirit and allowing the spirit to talk to the other spirit and feeling that message back. That's what mothers do with children. That's innate. That's a gift. That's what we naturally have. And when we tune into that and learn that from childhood as a skill, then we have the ability to really lend something instead of our ego to the world. And in this case, elephants feel us. We feel them. But really, humans are kind of crazy creatures. We naturally have to exert our power over things, and we're oftentimes abusive. When I went to speak with the elephants for the first time in the Los Angeles Zoo last year, I was given a tremendous gift of being all alone with them when I went to see them. And they came right around the corner to not only listen, but kind of speak back to me. And they sniffed me, and they put their noses up, and they stayed around. We were heart to heart. And that's kind of the theme for today's show. We were heart to heart. But before I got to the elephants, I was guided to go and sit with the orangutans. And when I got there, there was a whole bunch of people there, and I waited behind them. And when they left, I was sending love to her, and she was very depressed. And she got right up and turned around and came over and sat down directly in front of me and looked me right in the eyes. And the mother that was still there with her child was stunned. She couldn't believe this. She said, "It's as if she heard you and came and sat down in front of you." And I looked at her and I said, "I think she did. I think she did." So the little child came over and started to pound on the window. And isn't it interesting what human beings will do? Instead of feeling her energy, he had already learned at age 3 to block what she was doing because she was of no threat. And instead of hearing her, seeing her, and being in awe of her, he wanted to pound on her and exert his energy. So I grabbed his hand by the wrist and I said, "No, we don't do that." I said, "Put your hand up and hold your hand on the window and feel her." And she graciously and patiently waited for him to change his energy. It was phenomenal to see. And the mother standing behind me was videoing all this in awe. She couldn't quite believe it. But that's what we do as humans. And we give license to our egos from a very young age, and we teach it as if that's fascinating, and we reward it. And then we wonder why animals and nature doesn't trust us. And really, the bottom line, when we get back to the healing work that I see, that I do, is we don't trust ourselves because we don't honor ourselves right from the beginning. And we learn the wrong things from the beginning. We get rewarded for ego behavior instead of loving, open-hearted, sincere, gentle, still behavior. That makes a difference in the biochemistry of the body. And when the body changes its biochemistry, then we end up in a space where we're trying to figure out why we're broken. And the mind keeps whirling around looking for reasons. And it's kind of like trying to find baseline. If we can just find the baseline of energy of love and the frequency of open-hearted love and stay with that, it changes everything. I've seen it time and time and time again, not only in lifetime healing with what I do, but even on the mechanics of monitors and things like that. When you put love into someone, literally the monitors change in front of you. The readout changes. So if we're radiating energy 24/7 from the moment you get up and do your day all day long, even when you're sleeping, whatever your thoughts are is what's radiating. And that radiation from a closed heart or an open heart makes a big difference. And it changes that which is going out into the world, and conversely, what's coming back into the world. So fear, envy, jealousy, anger, all those emotions block things. Instead of, it becomes exclusive instead of inclusive. And the natural rhythm of a heart is inclusive. Even for an elephant and even for a tiger, it's inclusive. And I have proof of that from all the videos I've had sitting with tigers, big tigers that are draped over my lap. It's not fear, it's love. And that love speaks heart to heart, soul to soul. So we have an opportunity to open our hearts, which affects us all greater, better, not with posturing. And on that note, I've got more for you. We've got some great products coming up. I've got some amazing healing stories from this week's work. Stay tuned. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary. Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and today we're talking about healing. We're talking about extreme healing, and I want to share with you some miraculous and beautiful, fun stories. I have a fellow that went in for mitral valve heart replacement surgery and ended up having a tricuspid valve fix along the way. And the doctors went up through the groin and did it that way. They didn't do open heart. It was amazing. And it's amazing that that can happen in our world and someone can recover within a week and be back to life, normal. And, you know, the fact that someone can navigate that up through a body and fix that while someone's sustained and alive and living is something we kind of take for granted in our world. It goes on every day, but wow, is that neat. Well, if that's neat and inspiring, something even more phenomenal has happened. And this fellow had had trouble with his eyesight for a while. And as he lost his eyesight, he was able to sit in meditation more. And as he did so, he became more attuned to the spirit world. And becoming attuned to the spirit world and his angels and his guides, but most of all, the saints, he was able to kind of tune into them more readily. Now, a lot of people call that mediumship. And it may be mediumship. You're able to cross a veil of energy and cross a denser field of energy into a less dense field of energy. So when I've talked about taking people down to John of God and why it's a fifth dimensional energy vortex, it's because that veil of energy down there within that casa is very, very soft. It's a sweeter, softer energy field where it appears like many more things happen synchronistically than they do in our more dense world here. And so when people evolve to this level naturally, they are able to witness both worlds very easily. And many people would find that to be crazy-making. But the crazy-making is really someone being able to traverse a world we don't see so much. So what's happened with this fellow in particular is that the night before his surgery, he kind of seemed like he was in deep thought. And I said, "What are you thinking about?" And he said, "Oh, they're here." And I said, "Who's here?" And he said, "The spirit doctors are here." And I asked him who that was. And he said, "Dr. Oswaldo Cruz and Dr. Valdovino. Now, Dr. Valdovino and Dr. Oswaldo Cruz are two spirit doctors down at John of God. Dr. Oswaldo Cruz does many of the surgeries down there, as does Dr. Valdovino. And if you've ever visited John of God, you know that this is something that is regular. They come through and they're working on people and they're doing phenomenal physical and invisible surgeries on a regular basis. What I notice is that this doctor, Oswaldo Cruz, has a university, and he has one of the foremost medical universities down in Brazil. And he was a bacteriologist, and he ended up working on the smallpox vaccine and many others in his lifetime. But he announces himself back through John of God, the mediumistic healer, and when he does what we would call miraculous healings on people and or physical surgeries on people down there, he will say, "I'm Dr. Cruz, I'm Dr. Oswaldo Cruz." Well, when I did my interview with John of God Live, what happened is that John of God gave me paperwork from Dr. Oswaldo Cruz's university and asked me to hold on to it. So I did. And when this man getting ready for surgery said he was going in for surgery and these doctors had come to evaluate him the night before, I was curious and I thought, wow, the doctors from John of God have come to help this man through the surgery. And so I asked him about it. I said, "What's going on here?" And he said, "The saints are here, the doctors are here, and they're evaluating the approach," quote unquote. And the approach was how to make the surgery work properly for him, because I guess it was a toughie. So, as it was, the next morning, as we were on the way to the hospital, he said, "Well, they have it worked out now. They know their approach and what they're going to do." I said, "Okay, great." So we get in there, and we're waiting for the prep, and I tell the nurse that he's telling me he can see these saints that are there, and Saint Francis Xavier, who is a Jesuit saint whose body never decomposed, was there, and Saint Francis of Assisi was also by his side and there. And I told the nurse this, and she teared up and she said, "Wow, I just came back from visiting the grave of Saint Francis of Assisi in Italy." It's these kinds of synchronicities that you just have to love. They're affirmations of the spirit world in sync with our world and the blessings that they bring to us. So this fellow was very much involved in the belief system and the acceptance that these saints and doctors' hands were going to help influence the surgery. And this man told his surgeon this. And the surgeon was very curious, like, "Whoa, that's amazing." Well, as it turns out, I brought in the tuning forks to work on him post-surgery, and it was helping his vibratory field kind of stabilize out using tuning forks, specific tuning forks. I was using B and A, and he was talking to me in live time saying, "Dr. Cruz really likes this B and A combination that you're using." And and I said, "Well, good." Good, good. So I looked up Dr. Oswaldo Cruz, and what I found when I looked it up was the person writing about him was saying that he specifically helped them heal their hearing using tuning forks. And you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's too phenomenal in synchronicity to make it a fantastical story. Here's a blind man that's seeing them, knowing what they're doing in live time and how they're assisting his physical earth doctor to help all this happen, and staying with the physical earth doctor, so I'm told, after the fact, and helping him from that point on with even other surgeries. It's a beautiful thing. And when we're tuned in, the degree and the scale of things that we can access is unlimited. But it's not about power, it's about respect. And so this story is just one example of the great things that can come to pass, the great things that can happen. And so, anyway, I guess the doctors are quite pleased with what happened, the earth ones and the spirit ones. And if you want to look up Dr. Oswaldo Cruz and learn more about him, you can. There's not as much on Dr. Valdovino, but you can look up him as well, and you can dial that into anything about John of God and see what you come up with down there. But I have personally had experiences with both of those doctors when I've been down there with people and their surgeries, which are real. So, wow. I mean, that was just phenomenal to share. And what a neat story. I mean, if you're going to be seemingly old and blind and have a heart condition, isn't it nice that you can know that you can evolve to a place where you're comforted and you're not loopy crazy, but you're truly in real time comforted by saints and angels, and you can mesh with them, you can work with them. I think that would be impetus alone just to evolve to that kind of place, because the earth plane can be quite dense and quite bumpy at times. So all these great things have been happening. And while that was happening, I had some people fly in, and I worked with a lady that has a terrible disease and her muscles are disintegrating and she's got great jaw pain. And I told her, in live time, we can help undo that pain and we don't need anything to do it with. And as I sat across from her, working with her in the EFT, the tapping and actual distance healing across the room, her pain went away degree by degree by degree. How does that happen? Well, it happens again by changing the energy field. And slowly, slowly, her mind let go, her heart opened more, and we were able to take layers off of her field of tension. And it even dialed all the way back to emotional issues that she had with her family from way back when she was a child, all the way through her life. And as I've said before, there's never a time that there isn't an emotional connection to these types of things. When there's pain in the body, there's a focus there, and it's not usually on a spiritual focus. It's dialed into the physicality, usually very deeply with emotional tension from some Trojan horse issue that goes way back. And to let you know that over and over again this past week, things can be done in live time. Pain can go away in live time. And you don't always need something to take to have that happen. There are techniques, there are ways to do it, there are relaxation techniques that allow the body to sink. And it still goes back to opening your heart and not letting the mind rule. And on that note, we'll be right back. I've got more for you coming up. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and you can find us on makinglifebrighter.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we've had a great show today about phenomenal healing stories and different ways of opening our heart. And I was just talking last segment about how when we get the mind involved in things, we can sometimes experience physical pain. And the work that I do helps undo physical pain in live time, whether the person's in front of me or as we've done over and over and over again, I do on a weekly basis, they aren't in front of me, they're at a distance, and we help to alleviate that pain in live time. So all the different techniques that can be used for that are things like EFT, emotional healing technique, any kind of energy, like remote healing. Some people call it Reiki. Reiki is kind of a specific thing, but there can be healing touch. Just emotional energy and energy transfer in a loving way can make a huge difference. Prayer can make a difference. All these things have an impact. I had a guy that came in one time and he could barely walk. He had herniated a disc very badly and he was in such terrible pain. He couldn't stand, he couldn't sit, nothing was good. 2.5 hours later, he got up and walked out and he couldn't believe it. And to this day, he couldn't believe it. His family's jaw dropped when he walked back in the house and said, "What happened to you? You left almost crippled and you came back walking. How does that work?" And it worked because I took him through a series of techniques where one by one we unlocked the tension lines in his body that were tied up with the trauma of the incident. And when we undid that and he was able to let go of those tension lines in live time in conjunction with my suggestions and guidance, he ended up releasing it. And lo and behold, his back healed and he walked away. Had he not done that, he could have had permanent damage over time. And he would have gone through traditional therapy, which I still think is valuable. However, in this case, it wasn't necessary. And he healed. And thank God he was an athlete anyway, because his healing was that much more exponential. So staying in shape is key, that's for sure, because anytime you have an accident or something happens, you can bounce back much quicker. And we know that. And I want to go over a few herbs today for you regarding rejuvenation, DNA healing, which is what I dealt with the woman that came that I talked about last segment, and also the heart health. And, you know, many times I've spoken about how we have a brain in our head, but we also have a guts brain. And our guts brain is perhaps more important to the healing of many things in the body than our brain upstairs. So when the gut and the biological terrain of the gut is out of balance,
It affects the entire body and can oftentimes even affect our heart health, because the messages that are being sent or the nutrients that need to go through our system are not getting there. So when we affect the gut's brain, we affect the head brain. And in this case, I love to use Aloe Vera by Univera, which is a company you'll find on makinglifebrighter.com, and go to the store and you'll see the link there and you can buy it there directly. What this aloe vera does is, number one, it's three times more powerful than other aloe on the market. It's the number one aloe company in the world. And it's used for helping promote a stronger immune system. It's an anti-inflammatory, first of all, aloe vera is. It has so many great properties. It's used to support digestive health, and it's used to assist the body with nutrient absorption. So clearly, if your gut is absorbing nutrients better, that then gets the energy and the right minerals to the different organ systems, and they function better. This particular aloe also has a prebiotic benefit to it, as well as helping the good flora repopulate in the colon again, and that helps the balance in the system. It also has antioxidant effects, and I just can't speak more highly of it because I've used it for a while now and it's working wonderfully with people. It's synergistic product from the same company called Univera is Extra, and the third one is Regenicare. And these have all different kinds of minerals in them. They have proprietary blends, which include black pepper, jujube fruit, more aloe, and licorice root. Some of them have, like the Regenicare has MSM in it, and a lot of people are low in sulfur, and they have aches and pains because of it. The Regenicare also has chondroitin in it, and it's used to help rebuild DNA along with the Extra. So it's great for joints. It's great for pain. The Extra liquid has jujube root in it. It's got many, many different restorative and regenerative factors in it. It's got niacin in it. It's got ornithine, L-ornithine. And L-ornithine is really underused. L-ornithine is a great way to get rid of acid waste in the body. It's got more aloe in it and cordyceps, which is great for energy transfer. It's got alpha-lipoic acid, which is also great for liver health. And they've been using alpha-lipoic acid treatments for cancer and other things, as it seems to help with the liver function in the body. So the three products that I'm talking about here can be found on the Making Life Brighter store. So if you go to makinglifebrighter.com and you go to the store section, you can go to the company called Univera. Click on the link, and there you can find the aloe, the extra liquid, it's called Extra Concentrate, and it's Advanced Cell Renewal, and you can find the Regenicare. And when you put those together, not only will you feel better in a few months, they give it like 90 days, because it takes about 90 days to flip cells to a new entire makeover. And most people will take it ongoing, but you will notice a difference. I've worked with some people that have spent years with healers, and within 3 months' time, they're better. 3 months. And we tailor, custom make programs that their body will accept using different natural products and healing products that can help them, as well as hands-on healing, and sometimes, like I'm talking about, this extreme healing, remote or in person. And instead of suffering for years on end, we can get right to the core of it and figure it out and then alleviate it in lifetime. And that is a great benefit to people. And so just to sum up today, I wanted to talk a little bit about our ongoing preparedness. I've got 1 minute left here, and I'm going to list off to you things that you should have in your preparedness kit and things that you should be sure you have on hand as we go through this over and over and over again, because I'm big on this preparedness thing. Personal items that you should have in your backpack might include, as I've talked about, batteries, a comb, ID, insect repellent, lip balm, money, pen and paper, radio, some kind of rope or cord, a sewing kit, toilet paper, toothbrush and toothpaste, towel, a watch or an alarm clock. And essentials are layers of clothing, polyester, fleece, a waterproof shell, a compass, drinking water, first aid, flashlight or a headlamp, some kind of food bars, matches or waterproof matches, a pocket knife, sunglasses, and sunscreen. And on that note, we hope you're making your life much brighter. You go jolly out there. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with more on Making Life Brighter Radio. Let's go out and make our world brighter. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!